Good morning, Luke. Wednesday, December 7th, 2011. Variance hearing by the Scott Sanchez and the zoning administrator, Taylor, our executive secretary, controls for the hearing today. Some basic information about the variance hearing process. First, the order of presentation. Begin with the applicant and or owner, and we'll be allowed 5 minutes to present oral arguments as to how the 5 findings are to justify variance have been met. The applicant should also submit a declaration of posting when they approach to present their case. Blank copies of the declaration posting are available on the podium. Opponents or opponents will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. If there are any opponents speaking during public comment, then the applicant and or owners will be allowed a 3 minute rebuttal. During the hearing, I may ask questions of the applicant and or members of the public. And at the end, I may close the public hearing, make a decision, and may continue the item to a future date. Or may take matter under advisement with a decision at a later time. We'll begin the calendar shade with consent items. We'll begin the calendar shade with the continuance items. There are 2 items that are on continuance. We'll be adding a 3rd item when that comes up. It'll be 2808, but it'll be added as a continuance item. Then we'll go to consent calendar and then to the regular calendar. There'll be 1 item taken out of order. That's Sergeant Street. That's because there is a transit request for that item. There'll be a general public comment at the end of the hearing for anyone to speak on items that are not on the calendar today. Now, briefly on the criteria for justifying the variance, Planning Code Section 305C establishes 5 findings that must be met in order to grant the variance. Finding number 1, that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class district. Finding number 2, that owing to such exceptional extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the planning code would result in practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding number 3, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of the substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding number 4, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare, materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. Finding number 5, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the planning code and will not adversely affect the general plan. Decision letters, no decision is final until a decision letter is issued. Due to the current backlog, it may take up to 2 months for a variance decision letter to be completed and issued. The variance decision letter is important because that carries with it the appeal right to the Board of Appeals. There's a 10-day appeal window to the Board of Appeals after the variance letter is issued. If you would like to get a copy of the variance decision letter, please sign up on the far wall there. There are the sign-up sheets for each of the cases here today. General other matters, private conversation may be disrupted during the hearing, so please conduct those outside of the hearing room. That said, we do encourage the parties to meet to discuss the items that are on the calendar today. The next variance hearing is scheduled for January 25th, and also audio recordings of variance hearings beginning with January 1, 2011 hearing are available on the Planning Department's website as a link on the hearing agendas for the items. And that is all, so we can move on to the items for continuance.
The following items are to be continued to the next hearing on January 25, 2012. Case number 2011-1091V, 3348 Market Street, rear yard setback and non-compliant structure variances sought. Item number 2, case number 2011-1066V, 3939-3941 17th Street, rear yard setback and non-complying variances sought. And the third item is item number 8, case number 2011.0943V, 2808 Laguna Street, rear yard variance sought.
So is there anyone who would like to speak on the continuance of these 3 items? That's 3348 Market Street, 3939 17th Street, and 2808 Laguna. Seeing that there is no request for public comment, these 3 items will be continued to the January 25th, 2012 calendar.
Moving on to consent calendar, there's only 1 item, case number 2011.0915V, 2600 Pacific Avenue. Rear yard and non-complying structure variances sought.
Are there any requests for public comment on this item, 2600 Pacific Avenue? If there are any requests for public comment, we'll be taken off the consent calendar and we'll have a full public hearing. If not, the item will be granted.
Can I have a question? Sure.
If you can support
it. I have no comment on that.
Okay.
Sorry, I was...
Okay, sure thing. Well, let me just take the action on the consent calendar item, and then we'll come back and we can answer your questions on the case. But I think there were other parties here for that have left.
Yeah, I didn't realize. So you're just continuing, so I can come back in January. Right?
That's correct. Well, the full public hearing in January.
That's fine. I just I didn't know if I need to comment today, but I'm going to comment.
Yeah, we'll have a full public hearing in January, and you can submit comments and writing before the hearing as well.
I already have.
So. Okay. Thank you. So go back to the consent calendar item, which is 2600 Pacific Avenue. If there's no public comment, then this item would be granted. So seeing that there is no public comment for 2600 Pacific, this item, the public hearing is closed on this item, and the variance request has been granted, and we can move on to the break.
Thank you. Assistant Administrator, we're going to move case number 7, 1719 Sargent to the...
That's correct, yes. Thank you. And that's to allow a translator. So I appreciate everyone's understanding in that matter, but we have a translator here for this item.
Due to the special request for a Cantonese translator for this item, we're moving item number 7 ahead of the regular schedule. Case number 2009.0737V, 719 Sargent Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here? Are you the sponsor?
I'm the translator.
Okay, you're the sponsor?
Yes.
Okay, you have 5 minutes, sir.
5 minutes. Being a design engineer of this project, I understand that Penny requires 25% space of the building in sections 1-34. However, this time is very difficult for the owner to comply this. Here are the three main reasons. The first reason is the owner bought this building in 1985. A house inspection document showing that the existing dimensions are the same dimensions of the building today. They did not extend or change any dimensions since they bought this building. If these variable parts are illegal, it is not our owner's mistake. It should be the mistake from the previous owners. Our owner has completely no idea that variable parts were illegal when they bought this house. Secondly, this building is sitting perpendicular to all the adjacent buildings. This special mid-port open space, a very good section case of 25% rear yard requirements. And this building does not block any front wheels, side wheels, or any traffic patterns of their neighbors. In this special case, if Penny really need to comply 25% rear yard requirements, then all the adjacent buildings should be facing the same problems. You may have a bad example of all the adjacent neighbors. In addition, the owner of these buildings has been living since 1985. In these 27 years, they have a very peaceful and happy life. Those part of variance since belong to part of their properties. It will be very hard for them to demolish partially of their buildings as they have been living there nearly 20 years. In my conclusion, it should be maintained their own existing conditions and no demolition of their buildings. It should be legalized that they have been living there more than 25 years. Thank you.
Thank you for your translation, sir, please. I do have some questions for the project sponsor. Do you wouldn't mind translating for me, please?
Sorry, the owner is also here. Oh, she's the one that I'm going to be translating for.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, sorry.
This is just the draft side.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Hi, my old name is Yi Sun Chen, Y-E-E-S-U-N.
My name is Y Chen Sen.
Yi Sun Chen. 我在那裡住了27年.
I've lived in that property for 27 years.
我冇做過任何嘢係換過個即係個門嘅鐵架。
I have not made any alteration to the building except for replacing the gate and also the garage door.
因為我哋咧有係一個好大家人，我以前有我姑媽、我媽咪、我家姐、我三個孫，跟住喺屋企，同埋我有三個仔女。我個大嘅仔結咗婚，依然住喺屋企。我個細仔亦有個女朋友，所以我哋都需要個大家人。
We are a large family, including grandparents and auntie and their children. My son, who's married, but still living in the property. Also, my younger son and his girlfriend. So we do need the space of a large place.
我哋間屋咧係好獨立嘅，誒誒嗰個lock係得左邊一間屋，右邊一間屋，我哋喺中間，咁啊一直延伸到後邊，唔會阻到任何人嘅嘢，唔係視線。
We are an independent house with a neighbor to the right and to the left. Our lock backyard extended towards the back side of the house. It has no obstruction to any adjacent property at all.
所以我好需要間屋保持依家原來嘅形狀。
Well, the grandchildren who are even though going to colleges at UCLA, Davis, etc., do need a space to come home to when the recess is in place. I'm just asking for your consideration. I hope that you make no changes to my property.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a few questions, and thank you for the translation. Sorry. There is on the plans, there is an illegal kitchen in the lower level, and as part of the proposal, that will be removed. Is that correct?
咁咧喺我哋嘅計劃入邊咧，你樓下係有一個非法嘅廚房啊，咁呢個非法嘅廚房都係需要被拆除嘅，係咪啊？Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I've got any other questions?
好啦，冇曬啦，係咁啦。Okay.
One more question. 咁我哋嗰個係一個酒吧嚟嘅，其實唔係一個廚房。咁我哋應該係咪即係我寧願保留下樓下嗰個酒吧。Okay.
She's
advised
not to make that statement.
Oh, I'm curious to know what it was.
it was a statement that the area in question is not actually a kitchen, but rather a bar area.
Okay. A wet bar.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and I will take the matter under advisement with the president to comment at a later date. And we can move on to the next item, which is the first item on the regular calendar. I appreciate everyone's patience while we take that item out.
Okay, going back to our regular calendar, case number 4, case number 2011.1062V169 Nevada Street, rear yard, parking, and mass reduction, variances sought. You're the sponsor?
I'm one of the owners.
Okay, so you have 5 minutes.
Okay, my name is Helena Merriman. I believe that our design is really reasonable and meets the spirit of the code. It's a planned addition and renovation that really has no impact on the light, the greenway, or the views of our neighbors. In fact, when we bought the house 2 years ago, there's a lot of deferred maintenance, including an illegal unit, and our neighbors are supportive of our project. I have six letters, signed letters, that I'd like to submit from our surrounding neighbors.
Thank you.
The main issues of hardship with this, for why we're seeking a variance, is that our house is the smallest house in the immediate area. We sit in the shadow of our neighbors, both at our front and our rear. We have a front setback of 5 feet, a rear, and in the rear yard, currently, our neighbors encroach beyond current code and are 7.5 to over 18 feet beyond our rear yard facade. So we're quite in the shadow of our neighbors. And the size of the house as it is not sufficient to suit the needs that were for the family that we're planning. We're working with a foster to adopt program and are planning to adopt up to 3 children. And so we really need to be able to do the addition to make the space for that family that we plan. Our encroachment is less than 6 feet beyond the code allowed encroachment. And that would still have us be 1.5 feet back from our neighbor to the north and 12 feet back from our neighbor to the south. So we'll still be the smallest house in the immediate area. We are also seeking a mass production variance. The current plan does not meet the requirement. However, I would like to point out that if we were to tear down the house and build a new house, we would be allowed to build a bigger house than we're actually building. And that's because of the front setback being so large. We're also seeking a parking variance. The current house is zoned single family. We're going to turn it back into a true single family house. We are committed to being a one-car family. We currently drive a biodiesel car. We have 4 mini lines within easy walking distance, 2 within a block. 1 goes directly to Muni. We have 2 rideshare car sharing services, actually 3 now in the neighborhood, and the bicycle. So a one-car garage for our family is sufficient. And I think I'd like to leave it there.
Yeah, Harry Carnello is on the consultant for the owners of the property. Just wanted to mention that this property does fit in with the character of the neighborhood. Not only that, but as the owner just said, even with this expansion, still is going to be the smallest house on the street. So I would urge you to grant this variance.
Thank you. I think you provided a very complete presentation and noted the characteristics of the site, even though it is a slightly larger lot than typical for Vernal. It's a 30-foot wide by 100-foot deep, but we typically have a 25 by 70-foot lot in Vernal. You do have a front setback, which I calculated that you put 6'9", which I think it's 5 feet to the bay window and then
right.
The main building wall.
That's correct. It's actually 6'9".
And the adjacent property is coming to the front property line.
That's right.
But also extend further at the rear, and you're not seeking to develop further than either of those adjacent properties. Also, the building constructed circa 1922, I believe.
Some documents say 22, some say 27.
And so, given more than 50 years of age, it's a good potential historic resource, which we would look at, therefore, developing at the rear of the property rather than at the front and altering the facade. So, the proposal that you have would be compliant with our recommendations there. Also, you know, further adding to the complicated site, you have a downsloping lot, right?
That's correct.
So, thank you, and I appreciate your comments. And I'll see if there's any public comment on the item. Is there any public comment on this item? And this is item number 4169 Nevada Street. Seeing none, we would close the public hearing on this item. And what is the section 311 notification been completed for this?
No, we're late for the variance approval. In most sense, time we'll go to this.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
So, with that, we close the public hearing on the item, and it'll be inclined to grant the requested variances subject to standard conditions and we can move on to the next item.
Next item number 5, case number 2011-0715V, 10 to 12 Lucky Street. Lot size and rear yard variances sought. Sponsor, you have 5 minutes, ma'am.
My name is owners for this project?
The existing subject property occupies a lot facing Lucky Alley. The lot is 25 feet wide and 58 feet deep.
Sorry to interrupt. If you could please have the conversation. Thank you. Thanks. Sorry to interrupt.
The existing subject property occupies a lot facing Lucky Alley. The lot is 25 feet wide and 58 feet deep. The scope of the project is to replace the existing rear yard stair and landings with landings of similar square footage and an associated spiral stair. Currently, the deck is suffering from dry rot, a condition which could affect its structural stability. The proposed project will bring the deck up to current seismic safety standards. A variance to legalize the lot subdivision as well as a rear yard and open space variance is required to allow the new deck to reflect the extents of the current deck. The original deck and stair configuration was constructed at the property line, and the new configuration is setback 2 foot minimum clearance on all sides. The proposed project will continue to act as secondary means of egress, and the design allows for more light and air into the rear yard. Due to the subject property's location in Lucky Alley, the prevailing pattern in the immediate neighborhood is for minimal rear yards in the center of the lot, which do not meet rear yard or open space requirements. The hardship associated with not being granted this variance would be a decrease in usable square footage for the two owners on an already small lot. They have historically enjoyed the use of the deck, and it would seem reasonable to retain their right to continued enjoyment. We have conducted a neighborhood meeting and received no negative input. And with that, I'd be happy to address any questions or concerns regarding this project.
Thank you. A question regarding the firewall. It's my understanding that you've investigated the matter with the Department of Building Inspection, and even though you're able to see the side property line, they're not requiring a firewall.
Yeah, we did some code research, and I actually have that section of the building code that says there's an exception if exterior wall is minimum 2 foot away from the
property. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that sure. Because that could be an issue if it does need a firewall, then we can for another variance.
Right.
So I just want to make that clear. Okay. Thank you. And if it is a reasonable proposal, given the size of the lot, the substandard size of the lot, you're taking an existing deck and making it smaller. There are two units in the building. This deck will provide at least some minimal amount of open space for both of those units, as well as access to the somewhat small rear yard. But you're doing it in the most efficient way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item? That's number 5, 10 to 12 Lucky Street. Seeing none, we've closed the public hearing on this item. And I got one last question. Have you been contacted about Section 311 notification?
We actually have not, and we have not applied for the building permit.
Oh, so that will be later. Thank you. So that was the public hearing on this item, and we plan to grant the requested variances subject to standard conditions. And we can move on to the next slide.
It's okay, I'm fine. Next case, item number 6, case number 2011.0830V, 2882 to 2890, Gary Boulevard, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here, please? 2882 Geary.
Right,
because number 7 is item number 9. Okay. Case number 2011.1164V 305 Spruce Street, rear yard variance sought. You're the sponsor, sir? 5 minutes.
My name is John Scalco. I'm the project architect, the sponsor. The proposed variance is for a small horizontal addition in the rear of the property. The subject property is a single-family residence, RH1 zoning, and we're requesting the variance for a horizontal addition at the ground level of the rear yard with the following comments. The subject property is exceptional in its siting and that all of the houses on the block of Spruce Street exist with a front yard setback of over 12 feet, which limits the buildable area of the lot. The adjacent apartment building on the corner lot to the north currently covers 100% of this lot, and the portion immediately adjacent to the proposed addition presents a 1.5-story wall onto the rear yard of our subject property. Our addition would sit adjacent to and below this neighbor's wall. As such, it would not be visible to them and would have no detrimental effect. In addition, the neighboring house to the south also extends into the required rear yard. Our proposed addition maintains duplicate setbacks between the properties to allow equal access to light and air. The orientation of the house additionally guarantees that the neighboring property's access to sunlight will be unchanged. The existing property has decks and rear additions that currently define much of the area proposed for this one-story addition. The new mass would be a small extension of an already existing implicit mass. This addition is unseen from Spruce Street or any public right-of-way. The limits placed on the property by the existing front yard setback and the floor layout of the existing series of laundry porches and additions cause both practical difficulty and unnecessary hardship and the limits of the layout of usable space within the home. The variance will therefore alleviate practical difficulty and that it would make the interior layout of the primary living level much more functional for the owners and their growing family of five. The additional floor area at the ground level mirrors the neighboring master conditions and follows a pattern of offset rear walls and decks will not have detrimental effect on the neighboring properties. The pattern of existing front yard setbacks, given that the typical homes on this block stand well past the 25% rear yard setback, by permitting the R addition at one level, only 3 feet of which is beyond the existing deck structure, the variance will allow the homeowner to enjoy the same property rights as the adjacent neighbors and provide equivalent buildable area by comparison to other typical lots in Presidio Heights. As the proposal results in only a minor change to the mass of the structure and does not extend beyond the existing neighboring facade to the north, the setback from the neighbor to the south and is unseen from the public right-of-way, it has no detrimental effect on the adjacent neighbors. And the addition is also in keeping with the intent of the planning code and keeping a consistent scale and texture with the adjacent structure of the neighborhood. It maintains the current use of the property. Also has no negative impact on the general plan, maintaining existing using and housing, preserving neighborhood character and the history of the structure, minimizing the effect on adjacent properties. We've met with all the adjacent neighborhoods. There have been no issues raised with the project. Our 311 is currently out and will expire December 28th.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I initially had quite a few concerns about the project, given that it is already a large building on a large lot and it's a single family. Then further reviewing the matter, noted that it does have a large front setback, approximately 12.5 feet. The adjacent buildings also feature that front setback, but the adjacent property to the north extends to the rear property line and has a large deck. Also, you have an existing deck that you're going to be replacing and be larger than the existing deck the proposal, but it still won't extend any further than the adjacent property. It's a larger lot than normal, 27 feet 3 inches and wide and 100 feet deep. The adjacent properties are equal depth, but are wider, slightly wider, 30 feet, 34 feet. So that played into my thinking as well. Also, the building itself is sculpted at the front there, but these are the side setbacks. There are side setbacks at the front of the property and towards the rear as well that you're maintaining on the south side property line with stairs. So I balance it out, but I still think about the matter, but we'll see if there's any public comment on the matter.
Thank you.
So is there any public comment on this item? This is number 9, 305 Spruce Street. Seeing none, I would close the public hearing and take the matter under advisement until the completion of the Section 311 neighborhood notification. And
moving to item number 10. Last item in our calendar, case number 2011.1057B, 28 Montcalm Street, rear yard variance sought. You're the sponsor, ma'am. You have 5 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Karen Payson. I am the architect for this project, and I'm also one of the owners of the house. And Mr. Sanchez, I wanted to start out by just explaining why I pulled this out and asked for a variance separately from the original 311 application. Because when I started to design this remodel, I took photographs of the existing house and plans of the existing building with me to the desk at 1660 Mission. And I met with Edgar Orozco there, and he told me that my garage wall, it's not really a garage, but it looks like one, that the recessed wall would be my front wall for the purposes of determining the depth of the house. So the project that I designed was actually the project you're looking at today. And with the additional 3'6" in the back, which we're now asking for variance for, and that was the project that I presented to the neighbors and to the community groups. And then when we submitted, after all of our required pre-application meetings, Rich, our planner, said, no, your front wall is the overhang, because the overhang is not a permitted, it's not a permitted obstruction. So that, between my co-owners and I, we were not in agreement as to whether we would go for a variance for that last section or not. So we said, okay, we'll just take it off, let's keep it moving, let's finish the 311 application. And then I really, you know, we talked a lot about it and we decided we would ask for it. So anyway, the hardship that we're basing the variance on has a number of facets, beginning with the location of the front wall and the limitations in the building depth that are established under the Bernal Heights SUD. The cantilevered section being used to determine the front wall overhangs the first floor by 4'5". And once we started poking around, if you look at the right side corner of the building there's nothing there. I mean, that thing is being held up by memory. So there's no structure underneath it. So thereby, we're being denied the additional front setback bonus that would have made this variance unnecessary. And then furthermore, planning staff has told us that this is a potential historic resource, so we can't change the front. And they even denied us a dormer, which the house is surrounded by houses just like it that have dormers. And so, you know, we could potentially, if this were not being called a historic resource, and then we could put bay windows on it, which are permitted obstructions, we could have added another 300 square feet to the front. So we're not allowed to do that. And then we're being limited in the back. And then the area that we want to add under this variance request is 87.5 square feet in the back and within the footprint of the existing stair and deck. And actually, that's the stair. So the front wall of that stair would be the front wall of the addition we're requesting under this variance. And then the deck, which will have to go, if you look at this photograph, on the left is our deck, and on the right is the house next door. And so the position of the house next door, that house is extending 23.5 feet beyond its rear yard line. It has a rear yard of 10'6", only 14% of its lot depth. Ours, on the other hand, is actually decreasing in non-complying encroachment by getting rid of that deck and then filling out with habitable space up to the face of the existing stair. So our resulting rear yard would be 23'6", which is actually something like 31% of total lot depth. It would be the largest rear yard of the surrounding properties. And it's pretty typical. We've only got a side yard shared with that one house to our south. We have three rear yard lines aligning with our north side yard line. All of those houses are built way back into their property. So we feel like we're being kind of constrained front because of the historic stuff, back because of where the front line got set. A neighbor 100 feet away, 100 yards away with a very similar house and actually two bay windows in the front already has a site permit for their bay window being their front wall. And so we feel like there's also been a kind of uneven application and that we're not asking for much, basically. And then the final point here is more than an aside, I can't say it's strictly speaking a hardship, but it kind of is. It hardships the property. is the lack of outdoor space. By giving up that deck, we're losing outdoor space from the main floor. And the outdoor space now is the deck. Taking that out, getting rid of that, our outdoor space is this rear yard, which is completely surrounded by our house and then this big house to the south. Thank you.
Thank you. So the proposed encroachment is to allow for larger habitable space. Can you explain how that's necessary for the functioning of the boat landing?
It gives us... How is it necessary for the functioning of the floor plan? You know, on the lower level, it gives us another bedroom that's usable. On the upper level, on the main level, it gives us the outdoor space, which we otherwise lose.
So the larger, you have a media room and a...
And a bedroom down there. And because of the structure, what's going on down there, a lot of things got moved forward because of where we have to put the plumbing, and so we basically would lose a bedroom. So we're relying now on that 3'6" to get a bedroom.
So it would not meet building code requirements to be considered the main room?
I'm sorry?
You're saying that it would not meet the building code requirements to be considered a sleeping room or bedroom if it were to be shorter?
Correct. Because it's actually shorter than it looks on that plan. And that has to do with where we, because of structure, because we have permit to do some work already, so we've done some demo work down below, and it's a very difficult site. It's a very steep downsloping lot, and the neighbor to the south is above us, and so we've got soil and structure that we're dealing with, and my partners, the contractor, put the plumbing in such a place that it pushes the bedroom back, and so we would basically lose that bedroom.
So there's the current set of plans, which the department has approved, has already been out to notice, are saying that on the lower level, that it doesn't have a bedroom at the rear?
Well, the interior is shifted a little bit. I mean, it's essentially the same plan, but I went and I looked at, we're doing as much as we can, which is what we have a permit for right now, and I looked at what's kind of left over, and it would be a pretty crummy bedroom. But my bigger concern, I mean, I think it's important to provide more bedrooms. We want to make this a family house. The couple who have the house to the south of us have a young baby there. They were like, welcomed us with open arms because this place was like a meth lab. And we would like to provide family housing, you know, to make this really a house that someone's going to move into with kids.
So I just want to get a clear answer on the current approved plans, is that a bedroom at the rear?
Yes,
it is. So it does meet building code requirements.
It meets building code requirements. Okay. It's just small from a market point of view. But it meets building code requirements. And I think that the principal loss is, yeah, it would be much better to have that be a nicer bedroom, but the principal loss is the main floor outdoor space. Because that's where the sun is. To go down there, being blocked by that house to the south, and then being blocked by our own house to the east, it's not a nice space, the backyard.
The top level, what was the attic, that has already a substantial, I mean, it's easier more than a dormer, it seems. It's at the rear. So you said the department would not allow, I think it was the residential design team, mm-hmm. You said would not allow an additional dormer, but there was already a probably the largest dormer on the block. There.
It's not a dormer.
It's actually a roof.
It's a roof, yeah. It's a full roof. In the 1930s, there was a fire on the house, and in stripping the finishes, we didn't even have to strip the finishes. The place was such a mess. You can see where it burned. And we believe that was completely rebuilt in the 1930s. So that there, in I think 36, there's a permit on record for that. So there are no dormers.
And I think you make some very valid points given the location of this lot in relationship to others. This will arguably not have a severe impact on the block open space given that the adjacent property does already extend further into the rear, and then the other abutting properties extend into their mid-block open space. It's a small mid-block open space to begin with given the locational lots kind of triangular shaped block here. Then you do have a larger front setback than maybe typical.
and even the house next door, which, you know, we really like them, so I don't want to dish them, but, you know, if I show you the house next door, it's also, I mean, it's covering us. It's covering us. If you look at this one, it's covering us in the back and in the front.
Right. And I mean, it is a balancing against that. It is a slightly larger lot. It's at least 5 foot larger. You have a seven and a half foot front setback. You're a downsloping lot. Again, we can complicate things further. The building, and that building next to you is to the north of you, correct?
That's to the south of us.
So that building is to the south of you.
The one on the left in the photo. Yeah.
Okay. So it's, we'll be casting shadow already into your rear yard.
Correct.
I mean, I you know, feel that there are arguments here to justify variance. I think for me, the biggest problem is the fact that there is an approved code-compliant project that the department has acted on. And the provision is modest in increasing that. I guess that's just my concern. I think I need to, consider further before we be making a final decision.
You know, this is what Rich told me to begin with, and I think it's the part that, I'm sorry, I just feel like it was unfair, you know, like we were, I was told by a very knowledgeable person at planning, this is where your front wall is. I designed this entire thing around that. I showed it to the community. The community supported it. There's a letter in the file. And then I got another reading.
Right.
I mean, I guess I should have, maybe I was stupid, I should have waited and asked for a variance back then.
Well, but I can ask, why didn't you pursue a variance when you were initially told?
I'm not the sole owner, and my partners didn't agree with me. And then I felt really strongly, as the architect, as I started, I have two co-owners, one of them is here today, and as I started to really design it, and I thought, wow, you know, we can get, we're losing this upper floor, and they were like, oh, let's just keep going. And I was like, no, no, we're losing this outdoor space. And I think it took a while. There were conflicting images, you know, urgencies among us. And so, yeah, I feel like it's disadvantaged. That it was a mistake to not simply ask for the variance right then and there, but, you know, I respectfully request you to consider that sometimes we're confused, too. We got conflicting direction, and we gave conflicting.
Can I hear from your partner as well?
Sure, absolutely. I know he wants to speak.
Okay.
We have 3 minutes, sir.
Hello, my name is Evan Shapiro, and I'm partnering this project, and we're actually working on redoing the foundation already. We had to drill piers because of the downhill lot, so it's an expensive development to drill piers under an existing house. We were working with trying to do the foundation and then move forward with the framing after that was done. And we were very surprised by the decision at planning that was not our front, because a neighbor who was doing a similar project, and I'll show it to you here, his front wall was determined to be the front of the garage, and his bay windows, and he got an additional setback that we felt we deserved, and he's able to push that into the back, and this isn't 300 feet away from our project. So, you know, we were kind of kicking around whether we should go and try and get this decision about where our front setback was, whether it really needed a variance, whether we could talk to planning about it, and come to a decision that way without having to go for a variance. But here we are. You know, the time went along. We were doing the work and hoping that we could get this kind of, this was originally scheduled for October 26th, so we thought we'd get a decision sooner than this, and that everything would kind of wrap together, and we would go move this onto the building department at the same time after that decision. But we didn't get to post the notice in the 20-day period, so it extended to this. So we even asked Rich Supre if this would be a problem doing it this way as opposed to holding back. And at that time, I guess before he spoke to you, he indicated that it would So we're not trying to do anything out of hand. We're just trying to get a better project and a project that would be.
So the debate that there was amongst the partners about whether or not to proceed for a variance.
Come again?
That there was a debate between the partners and the owners of the building to whether or not to proceed with the variance. That there was some. You went ahead with a project, with 311, a code-compliant project. Some time passed, and then you decided to pursue the variance. So you could explain that there was some debate and discussion about whether or not you should go for the variance process, as your partner just stated.
I mean, we thought about not going for the variance. We thought it was a better project. I mean, all of these projects that have been before you, you know, that today, and when I was here at the October 26th hearing, I mean, all these buildings can be built as code-compliant projects. It's just whether it's a better building, whether the outdoor space, that's the major part of this that we're interested in.
And my concern is, you know, it's, I understand that obviously most projects could be built code compliant, but the features that are often gained through a variance are beneficial to the property, to the neighborhood. And here, you know, it looks like we're just supersizing the media room, supersizing the bedroom.
Well, the medium room has actually been lost because the front bedroom is so far down in a hole that the building department is not letting us make that a bedroom. So
the media room, they can't be, but the bedroom.
Right.
So where the medium room is actually has to become a bedroom.
Okay.
Because the other one, we're so far down, we don't meet exiting requirements for that room. So that becomes a small office or something.
So we'll have the two bedrooms at the back.
Correct.
The rear garage.
That's right.
So it'll be a three-bedroom house.
Okay.
But it'll still be 100. Even if you grant us the variance, it'll still be 157 square feet smaller than would be permitted under mass reduction.
Speak in the microphone, sorry. I just need you to get the microphone when you just finish.
Sure.
Sorry.
If you grant the variance, the finished project will still be 157 square feet smaller than would be permitted under mass reduction. So it's, you know, I guess I kind of cringed when you said supersized, because I work on some real supersized stuff, and this is still, we're talking about a 2,400 square foot house.
It's not that supersizing the house. It's what I said was the rooms themselves, is that we have the existing room and that they're getting just growing a little bit larger. But I mean, I think knowing that the media room is going to be a bedroom, there are two bedrooms at the back, the bedroom that's at the front where there used to be a garage.
It was never a garage.
Well, and it had a
garage door, but it was never a garage.
It never did quite before the
no.
It may have been before
for
the
horses.
Was abandoned.
Yeah,
yeah,
because I think in the city at one point, you know, they abandoned the street and put the guardrail there. But it, so you don't think it had ever been used as?
Probably you couldn't get down there. It's 11 feet below grade, and which is why we're not going to be able to make a bedroom because of exiting requirements.
And that'll become the media room.
Correct, because it's east facing. It's got an 11-foot high wall in front of it.
I think I appreciate you guys helping me to understand the project better. And
sure.
I mean, I think that does make me understand and feel a little bit more confident in the project. So, seeing that there's no public comment here, there's no one else in the audience. We close the public hearing on the item and on the. Time to grant the requested variance and the request that you submit revised plans that show that there are two bedrooms in the back.
Okay.
And then we will have that go through the section.
Do you have the posting?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. You're welcome.